In a public presentation to remember American clergyman and African-American civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr., Ambassador Wharton says partnerships between government and civil society organizations are important.
The one point I'd make here is that I think it is the responsibility of government to respect and protect the space for CSOs to work, because I think that's part of a healthy, dynamic society.
He says these organizations play an important role in representing interests of different groups of people to the government. He acknowledged these groups can be difficult to work with sometimes, but said that they offer citizens a means to influence their government. As such, organizations that operate within the law must be allowed to continue.
Finally, I believe that partnerships between government and CSOs are positive and important. In fact, both the White House and the State Department now have offices dedicated to outreach to CSOs and to look for ways in which we can work together. This outreach does not infringe upon the independence of CSOs, but seeks to identify areas in which we may work together. These efforts include improving health, business, governance, and justice, among other issues, across the United States and abroad.
He said America would not be where it is today if it were not for civil rights activists like Dr. King and the civil society organizations he worked with for racial justice.
So while CSOs may be difficult for a government to deal with, the U.S. experience with them during our own struggle for civil rights and justice makes their value absolutely clear. As a government official, I have a responsibility to be respectful of CSOs that operate within the law to advance their membership's interests, even when I do not agree with their goals.
Dr. King advocated nonviolent civil disobedience to advance the cause of civil rights for non-white Americans. He was assassinated in April 1968. The U.S. declared the third Monday in January Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the 1980s. The Zimbabwean government has been accused of intimidating and harassing civil society organizations, accusing many of them with pursuing a regime change agenda. Last year, Masvingo's provincial governor banned 29 organizations from operating in the area, alleging they were involved in politics. For his part, Ambassador Wharton praised Zimbabwean civil society organizations for successes in the areas of human rights, education, and health. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.